This episode of the Early Risers podcast is sponsored by the 5-Day Peak Performance Challenge. Guys and girls, if you are an entrepreneur or high performer struggling with poor focus, low energy, or no time, or maybe you're just looking to push yourself and level up your mental clarity and your daily performance without caffeine or other types of drugs, make sure to check out this challenge. In just 5 days, you're going to learn how to explode your daily energy, focus, and time, propel yourself into a deeper and more restful sleep, and build massive productivity and momentum in your life. People have been loving this challenge so far, and if you're ready to commit to taking things to that next level, make sure you check out the show notes for the link to join. 5 days, 5 different ways to explode your performance. Make sure you check it out. And with that being said, let's get into the show. What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the Early Risers podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Deem, and I am an early riser. If you are a first-time listener, I'd just like to take a second and welcome you to the show. This show is all about helping you live a more effective life, and I call it the Early Risers podcast because I truly believe that an early riser is someone who's focused on living life more effectively. They could sleep in another 30 minutes, another hour, but they decide to wake up and use that extra time for uninterrupted personal development. Now, you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. to be an early riser. You just have to wake up a little bit earlier than you usually do. So if you have to get up at 10 a.m. for some reason to get to work or to go to class, and you decide you're going to get up at 9:30, and for those 30 minutes, spend time on yourself, then you are an early riser. So welcome back to the show. If you are a repeat listener, I'm super excited to have you here today. Just got back from a very exciting trip in Canada. My first time there, and I was actually there for a pretty special occasion. If you see by the title of the episode, or even if you came from the marketing, whatever, on my Instagram or Facebook or wherever, you probably know that this is an episode with Katarina. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here again.
Yeah, so this is the second episode with Kat. The first one we did video and audio. This one's just going to be audio, but we kind of wanted to do like a check-in. So we were actually in Canada celebrating our 1 year anniversary. 1 year. Pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
And it's cool.
I think the last video we made was around 6 months.
Was it?
Yeah, so it would be, I thought it'd be cool to make a video now, seeing the difference and how we are together and how our relationship has grown.
Yeah. So, I mean, by no means are we perfect and are we the perfect relationship, but as far as like the standard of relationships from my past relationships, and I know from yours too, like this is on a whole new level. We both have a growth mindset. We're both working on getting better, improving ourselves, improving each other. And so any way that we can share how we're making this relationship work is going to be great. Obviously, we're a year in, so we're not like 10 years into marriage, right. So we don't have like sage knowledge or anything like that. But we, you know, I feel like we've grown a lot since we met, since we started dating, since even the last episode. And I feel like we're going to continue to grow. So hopefully we can continue to do episodes like this and share our knowledge with you. Yeah. So we brought a couple questions today. We got one from someone following me on Insta, shout out Christian. And then the rest, we kind of just drafted up, and I want to ask Kat a few, and Kat has some from me, and we're really just going to discuss it. So you want to get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. So the first question, and this is from Christian, and this is a really good question, and something that I was thinking about since he sent it, but it's, how do you constantly push each other without making it offensive? And I think that's an awesome question, because sometimes it can come off the wrong way if you aren't strategic with how you push your partner, right? Because obviously you want to see your partner grow, you want to see them flourish, you want to see them develop in every area of their life, their mind, their body, their spirit. And if you kind of just come off and say that, like, oh, you can improve in this, that could cause issues. So I don't know if you want to just talk about, Kat, how we have done that in our relationship, and then maybe I can chime in with anything I have.
Yeah, so we both have a growth mindset, so that makes it a little bit easier. If one person in the relationship had a fixed mindset, which, you know, that means they don't really care about personal development, they don't really probably don't understand how to even do it. And I think that would make it a lot harder. But for us, we came into this relationship knowing that we both want to grow individually and obviously together. So I think we set that intention a while ago.
Very early.
Very early. And a lot of the stuff that we've done was at the beginning. So we set a foundation, and that was one of the things, like, yes, we're going to continue to grow together, or we're going to grow apart. And that's like a big thing too, to keep in the back of your head. So really pushing each other is, I don't know, it's just, you have to know in your heart that if you're not constantly working on yourself, then you might grow apart from the other person. And maybe things might not work out if you're not constantly working on yourself. So I think keeping that in the back of your mind is a big thing. But as far as not making it offensive, just learning like how your partner reacts to things is really important. Because obviously if you know that certain words or certain tones make them upset, then obviously don't go that route. But I don't know. I think for us, I would never be offended. I would actually be empowered if you if you were telling me to like, hey, you're kind of dropping off your game. That would push me to want to be better, because obviously I want to be better for myself first of all, but for this relationship too. So yeah, I don't think I've ever been worried about being offended. Yeah,
I was gonna say that I think sometimes I'm surprised how like I honestly can't even think of a situation, but I know I've called you out in the past on stuff, and I'm, like, genuinely sometimes surprised how you react. Like, you don't get offended, you don't, like, curl up, like, you're open to, it is kind of criticism in a way, but you're open to advice or however you want to look at it, and you're ready to grow, and I think that's a big thing, like, knowing the intention behind the, quote, criticism. Knowing the intention behind pushing each other. Like, my intention, if I call you out on something, it's not to make you feel bad, it's not to make you feel worse, it's like because I know that you have that potential in your health, in your career, in whatever area, and if you're not playing on the level that I know you're capable of and that you're definitely capable of, then I'm gonna call you out in your best interest. So it's not in my best interest, you know, obviously you growing helps me. It helps our relationship develop. But just working on yourself, I think, is something that I love seeing when you do that. And it's something that, of course, I want the best for you in that area.
Yeah. So, and that's, I was going to say that too. Keep in mind that this person is someone who loves you and they're not trying to criticize you. They just have your best interest in mind. Yeah. And going back to having a... accountability partner, that's kind of the same idea. Is like, you, if you are falling off of your personal development journey and you're slacking and maybe you don't realize you're doing that, like, wouldn't you want the other person to tell you?
Yeah,
like, you want someone to constantly push you. And
yeah, I want to put this for a phrase, like, maybe there's people out there who they aren't in that growth mindset. And it's definitely not impossible to do. It's definitely something you need to make your intentions clear when you talk about it. So say your partner they're in a situation where they have a pretty fixed mindset. They're not in that super personal development area. They're kind of fixed in their ways. But you see them slacking off with their health. You know, you're not going to say, Hey, Talby, like, pick it up, like, go to the gym more. Like, you're going to say, look, like, I've seen you in the past. I've seen you work out in the past. I've seen you eat better in the past. And I know you have more in you, and I need you to be with me on this journey of health. Like, I need you to be healthy mentally and physically. And if you need my help, like, if you want an accountability partner, if you want me to hold you accountable to stuff, awesome. But really, really, really revealing your intentions and not just saying, hey, look, you can do better with your health. Like, why do you want them to do better with their health? You know, maybe it is because you want them to look better, but find another reason too. Like, really, like, why you want them healthy, you want them feeling confident in their own body, because their confidence is going to transfer over to other areas. Like, it's important, and if you can put how important it is into words and why it's important, that's gonna be a lot less offensive than if you just say, look, you need to pick it up in this area.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking of, while you were saying that, I was thinking it may be more offensive on the girl side. Mm-hmm. Say if it was something surrounding weight and like going to the gym, because that's kind of a sensitive topic with most girls, especially right. now. So I think reminding your girlfriend or whoever it is that they have a goal in mind. So maybe they've said it to you before, like, oh, I really want to look great in my swimsuit this summer. You know, I just really want to look like this girl on Instagram, which, like, that's shitty. But anyway, but, like, that's something. And maybe in those moments when they're, you see they're slacking off, you kind of remind them, like, hey, I know you've mentioned before that you have this goal and I really want to see you win. So, like, let's, and that's the thing too. It's a partnership. So maybe that person doesn't know, like, where to go next. Maybe they are falling off and they're like, I'm kind of drowning, like, I need help, but they don't really want to ask. So in those moments you can be like, okay, let's like make a plan together, let's think mm-hmm. of how we're going to make this better. And yeah, so I think in that specific situation, because I'm thinking that's one that could be taken as offensive, just reminding that person of their goals is a good thing. And like, okay, I'll work with you to make it better.
Yeah.
And you've done that before, like, in situations, because I'm new to personal development. Skylar's obviously been doing it longer than I have. And you introduced me to it. Mm-hmm. So there's times where I'm like, I want to be better, but I really don't know how. Or, like, I'm just really lazy lately, and I don't know how to fix it. And you always say that we're in this together, so that helps a lot. Yeah. Even just saying that, like, I'm with you, I'm not gonna abandon you while you're working on yourself, that's a huge thing. And I mean, there just doesn't need to be offense taken yeah. or offense given. So
yeah, and that's the fine line you gotta find. Like yeah. you don't want to offend someone, and I'm glad you are the way that you are, because I don't know how other people would take how I say things and how I get my point across. But yeah, I think just the team aspect and the accountability aspect, like, you're in this together. I'm not criticizing for where you are. I just want to see you grow.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
No, I think we gave all.
All right, cool. So I have a question for you, Kat. Of course, it's been a great year and we've learned a lot. We've gone through a lot. Again, we are not perfect. We've had our issues. We've, had amazing experiences. So out of all the things that we've done this year and out of all the things you've learned, what has been your biggest takeaway from this past year?
My biggest takeaway has been, like, the relationships can be so easy and they can be so amazing if you put work in. And I think that's because, like you said, it's only been a year, but, and we always say it, like, it feels like longer in the best way. Like, we've gotten so comfortable with each other, and it's not just because we've coasted along and let things happen. Like, we've always put in work. So yeah, the biggest takeaway is just, you know, we're a team and we put in work at the beginning and we haven't stopped since the beginning. And so yeah, I don't know, we're a team, and that's something I remind myself all the time, is that, like, when we're in those tough spots, it just, nothing else matters other than trying to fix it, because I chose you for a reason and I know you chose me for a reason. So, like, why would we let this relationship turn bad and just, like, not put in any effort anymore? It just doesn't make sense to me. So just reminding myself that you're my partner, you're my teammate and best friend too. So I want to see you win and I want to see us win.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. It's just, in those moments, I reminding myself of that, it's just like, that's the answer. And yeah. It's so easy. And I know, again, like we said, we're not perfect and you have to put in work. So overall, it's not easy, but it can be.
Yeah.
Because we've made it a priority to work on ourselves individually and together. I'm kind of going off on topic, definitely. But, like, yeah, just reminding yourself that, like, you're my person and I chose you, and so why not make this work? And
yeah.
And we do that every day.
Yeah.
And that's a big takeaway, is you just have to work on it and have to remind yourself that, yeah, we're together and we're taking on the world.
Yeah.
And that's my takeaway.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I ask you the same question?
Yeah, of course. So I was actually thinking about this, and I'm not totally sure because there's been so many.
Mm.
My biggest takeaway. So I think one of the big, like, shifts I've had from this relationship has been understanding, like, what a team is in a relationship. Like, not having it be, you know, you're my girlfriend, so we're going to spend some time with each other and we're going to enjoy our time together, and that's pretty much the relationship. Like, mm-hmm. just enjoying time with each other. Because it goes a lot deeper than that. Like, a relationship is a time to learn and to build and to grow and to analyze and, like, so many different things, and it's a lot more than just the surface level of spending time together. And so I think, like, a big thing is I've just learned how you work in a way, and I think that's how a lot of other people work too, honestly. So just, like, analyzing our relationship and, like, yeah, just...
What do you mean by that, how I work?
Just, like, how you think and how, like, different things make you think and different activities make you feel. And, like, it sounds weird, and I don't think I'm putting it into words the right way. But I think just, like, getting to know you as a person and finding out, like, what a real relationship can do. Because, like, for the people listening, I think I've mentioned this, but we did, like, a 30-day workout sprint. And we continued that to, like, 60 days, and we broke it yesterday, which I'm not going to shy away from saying.
Yeah, so I have to put it into perspective. We had a six-hour drive back from Canada. Skylar did, because I did not drive. But we had a long day of traveling, and so, I mean, no excuses.
Right, so we could have, and it was 11 o'clock last night, or 10 o'clock, or something like that, when we both remembered. And so we completely forgot. Like, it wasn't like we purposefully skipped it. But the point is that we did those 60 days about, I think it was like 61 or 62. And it was part of an accountability system. Like, again, it wasn't just a relationship. It was a way for us to lean on each other. And, of course, we're not living together. We're not married, anything like that. So it wasn't like we were constantly in each other's ear about it and constantly working out together. But we both knew that every single day we had the responsibility, whether we were together or separate, to move our body for at least 30 minutes. Mm. And yeah, I think, like, with all my other relationships, it was, again, time to just hang out. But being able to leverage each other for accountability and, like, not even just saying, you know, let's work out for 30 days straight, but wanting to push myself better because we're dating and wanting to be the best version of myself possible for you and me. Like, that was super helpful for me, and I think that's a big, big takeaway that I've had.
I love that. And that the whole thing is that wasn't easy to do.
Yeah.
Because we had weekends where we wanted to just be lazy and watch Better Call Saul and eat ice cream, because that's what we do all the time. But, like, remembering, like, okay, we need to work out now for 30 minutes. And then we can get back to the fun. But, like, it's because we're building something. Right. We're not just hanging out and posting pictures together and acting like we have a great relationship. We're building a relationship that's going to last. So,
awesome.
I love that.
All right. So, say someone out there is starting a new relationship, or maybe they're within the first 2 or 3 months. We honestly could have talked about this in the last episode. I don't remember, but I want to hear your answer now. What advice would you give them?
So I thought about this, and this is, like, number one. You have to take something from the very, very beginning, early days, and do it all the time. So it's not, I'm going to give an example, and it's not the example itself, but the principle of the example, because it's going to sound silly, but ever since we started talking and dating, you have sent me a good morning text and a good night text. Mm. And unless we're together, like, that's always happened. Or a FaceTime, you know what? We've always said good morning, good night to each other when we're apart, which we spend the week apart. So, and we've done that ever since the beginning. And sometimes it can feel like we're going in the motions of it, but I remind myself every once in a while, like, it's such a simple thing, but you take time out of your morning, and I take time out of my morning to send, we send voice messages now because it's easier, but we send that to each other, and I don't know, it's just special because it's that one little thing from the beginning that we've always done. And I know a lot of relationships, you know, 2 years in, 3 years in, they'll say, like, oh, we've kind of lost that spark that we had in the beginning. But I don't know, I still feel that spark because of little things like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna challenge that. I like that a lot, and mm-hmm. I think that's super important. But I think one of the big things is, like, the spark may not always be there. Like,
oh, no, I agree.
Chemically, based on how our minds work, like, love is not always going to feel like it does at the beginning.
I agree.
And I guess that's my advice, kind of. I'm not at that spot, but, like, that's something to understand, that those things are amazing, but that doesn't mean they're going to keep the relationship at a 10 24/7.
Does that make sense? And yeah, I mean, that's good. I didn't want to mean that huge spark is going to always be there, but yeah. The little things, and that's not the only little thing that we do from the beginning.
Right.
We go to the same coffee shop that we had our first date at, and like you said, you don't have that same huge spark, but the little things are reminders.
Right.
Of why I chose you.
I like that.
They're little reminders. That's okay, so I worded it wrong, but that, yeah, little reminders, and it's not hard. That's a like, I've never once heard you complain that, like, oh, it's, like, taxing to, like,
to say good morning,
good night. Like, I've literally had people in the past, like, oh, it's, like, you're asking too much for me to text you good morning. Like, it's so silly. And even if we're having, like, a busy day, we still update each other. I don't know.
But that's interesting, too. Like, in the past, people saying you're asking too much, I feel like it'd be different if I felt obligated to do it, like I do, but I do it out of choice. Like, I do it because I want to.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like if you had told me you have to text me every morning and every night, like, that would have pushed me away.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I don't know, I feel like we've both kind of just gone with that. Like, sometimes we are busy in the morning, it's like, oh, I have to remember to send a text so he doesn't think I'm, like, dead, but because that's happened a few times. But it's just like you said, it's a choice. We both enjoy doing it, and like I said, it's a little thing from the beginning, so it's nice to do. And sometimes it's like we're going in the motions of it because it's just like wake up, send the text, or listening to the text, but it's nice to stop and think about it. And we have a bunch of little things like that, and I think if we didn't do those things, then I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be this great. Honestly, because the little, I think in relationships too, people are always looking for the big, like you said, the big spark and like the butterflies and the, I don't know, just the, those big things in the relationship to happen. But it's all about the little things.
Yeah.
It's about the little things that you did from the beginning and the little text messages and I don't know.
Yeah. And so my answer was going to be communication and just talking about that. But I think now I want to change my answer to like the spark thing. Like, I think a big reason that a lot of people are unfaithful or they end up leaving their partner and then regretting it is because they want to feel the same way that they felt when they first met. But I just don't see that happening. Like, just, again, how the brain works and understanding that, like, that's not what you're in it for. You're not in it for that feeling 24/7. Like, yes, that feeling's going to come back when you have special moments together, like going to Canada or 10 years down the line, like whatever the big moment is, that feeling's going to come back. But not being in it just for that feeling, being in it for the relationship, like being in it for enjoying spending time together, being in it for pushing each other to be better, like being in it for that companionship beyond just the feeling.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like, there's going to be boring days.
Yeah.
And there's going to be boring times where, yeah. But I think also that goes along with understanding that person over time and, like, learning more about them. You said you've learned more about me in this past year and just knowing. Because sometimes I think in those boring moments too, like, it can sometimes feel like there's something wrong. When both people, you know, you don't have that crazy spark, but understanding that person so well, it's like, it's just a boring day. Like, we're just chilling.
Yeah.
And, like, it's nothing has to be wrong, nothing. Because I think in relationships, we're always looking for extremes. It's like you're at an extreme low and we're fighting and we're not talking, or we're at an extreme high where we're, you know, in love and, like, just all that great stuff, but the middle part is where the challenges come, where you just have to sit in the, I don't want to say it's boring, it's never really boring with us, but we have our relaxing days and nothing crazy is going on, and you just have to remind yourself, like, there's going to be days like this, and it's great, because I know your heart, and, like, it doesn't mean we're going to seek out other things.
Right.
Because we know that spark is always there, and I don't know. We know where to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so to really bring it, what advice would you give someone starting a relationship?
Find things from the very beginning and do them often. Every day if you can.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess mine summed up, even though I didn't really say this, but, like, focus on building the relationship and focus on creating and building something rather than trying to get something out of the relationship. Like, don't always be pulling and searching for meaning and trying to make yourself be happy and feel better, but put energy in and build and create something that will last longer. Yeah. Right? Because if you put energy in, energy is going to come out. If you're always taking energy, eventually that energy is going to run out. So,
I like that.
Cool.
Awesome. Next question.
All right, next question. So number four, how do you help each other through the tough times? What do you do specifically during the tough times? Because, again, I want to reiterate, like, we are not a perfect relationship. We are not perfect. We aren't smiling 100% of the time when we're with each other. It's probably like 95%, but
yeah.
No, but honestly, like, this isn't some special relationship that we are only, like, we're the only ones who have access to. Like,
yeah.
Anyone can put in the work, anyone can grow and develop, and look around and you see all these happy relationships and you know they're putting in work if they've been together for a while. So the question is, how do you help each other through the tough times?
Yeah, so I'll give an example, because lately I've definitely been struggling with, like, insecurity, and that's something I've dealt with my whole life, and so that is, you know, it's showing sometimes when, you know, I feel like I'm not good enough, or, like, I don't look great enough, and, like, that stuff that's been with me my whole life, and other relationships haven't necessarily allowed me to work on that, but with you, I mean, even if you sense, like, the smallest problem in me, you're like, let's work on it. So I can't really get anything past you. But yeah, and a big thing also is when I am upset or I am bothered or feeling insecure, I have a tendency to say, like, nothing's wrong. And you've called me out on that, like, a few weeks ago or something, when you asked me, like, is something wrong? And I say, like, no, like, everything's fine. And you say, do you promise? And I said, I promise. And then that also goes back to us saying that we'll never lie to each other, and that's me lying to you. So you brought that up and you said, like, can you not say I promise when something really is wrong? And so we've worked on that, and then just talking through it,
yeah,
you know, in those times, just, and you always remind me that
I want to interrupt you for a second. Going back to, like, the promise thing. So that's not something that I abuse. Like, I understand that sometimes, like, off the top of your head, you want to say something different. You want to, like, not bring it up. And so every situation, I don't go, like, oh, do you promise?
Yeah.
Like, even, like, I was thinking about this yesterday. We were in the car and Kat was posting something on Facebook. And I, like, asked her, I was like, oh, are you, like, posting pictures from the trip? And she was like, oh, no. Like, obviously kidding around, but, like, half of me wanted to say, oh, do you promise? Like, just to, like, bring that out. But that's not a tool, because it is a tool. Like, it's a way to really hold you accountable and hold you to your word. Like, that's not something I'm going to abuse. Like, every time I want you to tell me the truth, I'm not going to say, do you promise? Like, whether it's completely silly or even serious, like... But the principle is that, like, if I'm asking you, we have that trust there that, like, I need to know the truth. And, like, I'm not saying if everything's okay and I'm expecting you to tell me what it is. Mm. I just want you to let me know if everything's not okay.
Yeah, because that's ultimately going to be, like, detrimental to the relationship. Right. And I mean, that's another thing, you said you don't want to abuse it. And obviously that situation yesterday, like, you knew I was joking.
Right.
But the only time, I mean, really the only time that I've, like, been dishonest with that is when I'm really upset, because I shut down in those times, and things that we have promised each other, kind of, like, I'm just shut down.
Yeah.
And so for you to remind me of that, it was like, oh, like, this is actually important, and something I said has affected you. And so I don't know, just you being yourself and you talking to me and, like, remaining calm helps me through the tough times.
Yeah.
And the way you go about it, because usually my experience with arguments and relationships and fights is the other person getting very defensive, mm-hmm. and turning it on me and making it my fault, and that's not helpful. So for you, I mean, first of all, it's like identifying that there is a problem, and you can tell right away when I'm not.
Yeah.
We can tell with each other when we're, like, really not okay or something's bothering us.
Yeah.
And that's step one. And then just, like, breaking down that wall, and you ask questions, and that helps a lot, because I don't love talking when I'm upset, and I need the information to be pulled out of me. I won't, like, really freely tell you. So just you being there with me and talking to me and staying calm and not getting upset, like,
yeah. And thank God you don't do the everything's okay, I promise, and then get mad at me and, like, have it explode. Thank,
the whole, like, day just, like, looking at you with a suspicious face.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I used to be like that, but the way you are, it makes me want to work on that. And since the beginning, I have worked on that a lot, yeah. And even in the past few weeks, like I said, so. Going back to the question, sorry. So how do you help me through the tough? Am I answering how I help you?
Yeah, we could do that. Just in general, what advice?
Yeah, so, I mean, the way you help me is you've never gotten angry or, like, upset with me for being upset. And some people, a lot of people do that in relationships. Like, they get things turned on them and they are made to feel like their feelings aren't valid. That's a big thing that you do. You make me feel like my feelings are valid, mm-hmm. which is very important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel insecure, you're not just like, that's stupid. Like, I don't understand why.
Yeah.
You sit with me and you're like, why are you feeling like this? And, like, let's fix it.
Yeah.
So just the way you help me through tough situations is really, like, we don't leave it alone until it's
done.
Until it's done.
It's done.
You don't, we don't let it linger. I mean, there are certain things that you need time, but if it's something that can be, like, fixed or talked about, we do it, and we don't stop talking until we both feel content.
Yeah. And so I'm like the opposite. When something's bothering me, I'm usually not ready to talk about it right away. But I don't, like, pretend everything's okay. So Kat will ask me, like, is everything okay? And I'll say, not really, like, but I don't want to talk about it. And that's it. And then she accepts. I know you struggle with this sometimes, but, like, she accepts that I'm not ready to talk it out just yet. And it doesn't have to even do with this relationship most of the time. Like, it's something that I'm working through or something on my end, but it's admitting that, yes, like, I'm not 100%, like, not 100% okay, like, not everything is perfect, and I'm admitting that, but I'm not ready to work through it yet. I'm not ready to talk about it,
yeah.
And maybe that's not okay, maybe that's something I need to work on, but I think it's much better than saying, yeah, everything's okay, and then having it come out in some other way.
For sure. And I mean, going back to, we're not perfect, I really struggle with that, because if I know something's wrong, like, obviously goes back to, I want the best for you, and, like, I want to know what it is so I can help you fix it.
Yeah.
And so I do struggle with that. And that's, I think both of our methods, like, it's going to take time to work on.
Yeah.
And I think with any relationship, like, you have to kind of fix things and figure out how, like, what's the best way to solve a problem. And we haven't, like, figured it out yet.
Yeah.
But we're going to, like, over time. And we're going to change as people too. So, like you said, maybe you have to work on that. And I know I have to work on the way I deal with problems, but we're going to work on that together. But I think at the core, like, helping each other through tough problems is, number one, you have to validate each other's feelings.
Mm.
I can't just be like, oh, like, you're upset. There's no reason. like, it doesn't make sense for you to be upset. That's toxic. So you have to validate each other's feelings, and you have to remain calm. Like, relationships are about harmony and balance. You, if someone's really upset, you can't, like, get upset with them. You have to remain calm because they need you in that moment. And that's something you're great at. You're very level-headed. You're very calm. And you kind of let me have my moment. And I think vice versa. Like, you just have to remain calm and just be there for them. Sometimes all you need is someone to just, like, sit there and, like, hold your hand, and that's okay. Or sometimes you need someone to, like, do a little therapy session with you. And I don't know. I think we do that pretty well, and it goes back to being partners. You want to see your partner win.
And I think I think a big thing of validating your feelings is emotion and logic are two completely separate things. And understand that we run most of the time on emotion. So if you are struggling through something, or if I'm struggling through something, that thing probably isn't very logical. Like, logically speaking, it's probably not a big deal, because logically speaking, most things are, like, they don't matter that much in the grand scheme of things. But that's still an emotion, and that's how you feel. So if you are going to combat emotion with logic, it's never going to work. It's going to cause a problem. It's going to make someone feel illogical. Like, it's going to make them feel like there's something wrong with them, which is going to make the problem worse. Whereas the emotion is 100% valid. It needs to be understood before it can be addressed. And regardless or not, whether it actually deserves to be there, whether it's actually true, like, it is there for a reason, and it needs to be addressed. And that's, like, a huge, huge understanding that people need to have, is, like, and this is something that I just integrated into my life, and it's helped me massively, is, like, knowing that emotion isn't usually logical, but it still needs to be accepted. So that's a big thing. And then I think another big thing is, this has only happened, like, once, I think, between us, but it's validating that we are okay as a couple. I think, like, if you're in, like, a really bad moment, and something went wrong, and there's an argument or a problem or an issue, like, just having that comfort, knowing that, look, we're not at a good point, we need to talk things through, or we need to deal with our own stuff, but at the core, we are okay as a couple. We, like, we're not gonna break up because of this. That's really, really helpful too, because then, like, if you're trying to work through something, and in the back of your mind you're kind of tiptoeing over words because you don't want to break up, or because you think that something you say could possibly lead to a breakup, it's going to change the whole dynamic of the discussion or the argument or whatever you're working through. But if you, like, I forget who said it, but one of us was just like, are we okay? I think you asked me, like, are we okay? And I was like, yeah, we're okay. Like, are we okay? And you said, and that changed everything. Like, it just changed the mood, the tone. Like, we were able to rationally work through it instead of, like, having that fear in the back of our mind.
That's, and that's one of two things. It's number one, just, like, it's us, it's always going to be us against the problem, not us against each other.
That's huge.
And that's something I just, like, heard recently, and I keep saying it to myself, because it's just, it changes the game. Like, in those moments when you're, and this is more for the problems that, like we said, take time and take some days. And in those moments, you feel like you're being put against the other person. You feel like there's, like, a border between you two, but really you need to see it as you two against this, like, problem that's trying to get in. But I mean, if you let it in, it's kind of, that's what most people do. They let problems get in between them and their partner. But yeah, just reminding yourself that it's us against this problem. We're okay, we're gonna survive this, but, like, we just need to figure this thing out. And then another thing, if you guys haven't listened to the other episode we did, I believe we explained this, that one thing we did in the beginning was we asked each other what our a few things that I could do that would make you break up with me. Mm. And this has kind of also, this also has changed the way I like approach things in a relationship, because I've never thought of it this way before. But we said the same things pretty much. Like, yeah. Number one, if you cheat on me, like, you can say goodbye to me forever. And like, if you hurt me physically. And then I think, like, just I said, if you, like, repeatedly lie to me, like, over and over and over again. And so we said, yeah, these are the three things that I would absolutely, like, break up with you, no question. But those are three things. Like, the rest of it, I'm not going to break up with you for. Like, we're going to figure out everything else. And Right. Those are only three, like, small things.
Yeah.
And there are so many other problems that can happen in a relationship, and so many arguments and, like, challenges. But knowing that those are the three things, like, obviously I'm not going to do those. But everything else, like, I don't know. It gives me comfort knowing that, like, maybe we're in a huge challenge right now, but we're not going to break up for it.
Right.
We're going to work through it. And looking back on, like, challenges we've had, it's so true.
Right.
It's like we've gotten through those and we're stronger now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very comforting to me. And that goes back to the other question of advice to give people in the beginning is figure out those things. Figure out those few things, like, what would make me absolutely break up with you. And then the rest is a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Like, you just know that, I don't know, it makes you feel stronger and
yeah. And
more together.
Yeah. And just to, like, kind of put that in the science, just because obviously I love that stuff, but, like, think about fight or flight. Like, if you're in a relationship and you're working something and you are in rest and digest and you're in that calm state where you know at the core everything is going to be okay, you're going to be able to think rationally and logically, mm-hmm. and you're going to be able to work through things. But if you're in that constant state of, like, what if I say something and it leads to us breaking up? Like, what if I say something and it veers the argument and it makes things even worse? Like, that's fight or flight. And when you're in that state, you're higher stress, you're thinking less clearly, and, like, the argument's not going to go as well, or not even an argument, like, just working through things, the discussion, the conversation. So, yeah, I think at the core, just knowing everything is going to be okay and validating their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And working through it.
Working through it.
Yeah, and not brushing it under the rug, because that's the worst thing that's that so you could awful. Ever do.
Because it'll come up ever. Again. Yeah. It'll come up multiple times. You have to work on it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think that's it. Do you have any other questions?
I wish I did, but we're good on time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for now, do you have a place they can connect with you? Do you want them on Facebook or...
Yeah, I mean, I'm only on Facebook, so Katarina Lavasser, if you want to friend me and talk to me, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Kat. And
welcome.
Thank you to everyone listening. I would love feedback on this stuff. Of course, every single episode I'm doing, I'm always looking for your opinions, your responses, anything you feel about the episode. So of course, reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram right now at Early Risers Movement, and you can connect on Facebook or on the website or anything like that. So definitely be sure to head over to iTunes and leave a rating and a review. Again, that's how we rank the show, and the higher the show is ranked, the more awesome guests we can bring on for you. I'm looking to provide as much value as I can, and that's my ask. You know, this is a free show, so if you are looking to give back, if you're looking to provide value back, definitely head over to iTunes and do that for me. So with that being said, I appreciate you all for being here. Appreciate you all for listening. I have some exciting news coming up in the next few weeks. I'm not too sure how soon. Last week I said it was going to happen last week, and that didn't happen. But some big things are in the works, so I'm super excited for that and can't wait to let you all know. So I appreciate you all for tuning in. As always, thank you, Kat, again, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And I will talk to you guys soon. Keep killing it.